Once upon a time, there was a very curious and adventurous hippopotamus named Bubbles, who loved to dance the ballet. Now, Bubbles lived in a large, shallow pond with her family at the animal park, which allowed her to do everything she loved, to dance, to swim, and eat grass. While twirling, leaping, and jumping into the water, Bubbles felt as light and graceful as the greatest ballerina. She practiced her pirouettes, leaps, and jumps every day so she could audition for the Grand Hippo Ballet Company. The auditions were to be held in 1 month, and she really wanted to be part of the dance troupe. Bubbles' greatest wish was to perform in front of an audience. As the days went by, the family that Bubbles lived with grew larger and larger. Everyone was bumping into each other, and the water in the pond was getting a bit overcrowded. Many of the older hippos started to give Bubbles stern looks while she was practicing her pirouettes, and leaps, jumps, and twirls became almost impossible. Bubbles wondered if she could ever find another pond where she could dance freely in the water. There must be some place a dancing hippo could practice without stepping on other hippos' toes. Bubbles had some special friends, the hammerhead stork, the cattle egret, and the red-billed oxpecker, who stood on her back and helped keep her skin free of ticks, bugs, and flies. Her friends went everywhere with her. They loved to go for their evening rides when Bubbles came out of the pond to eat the grass, hay, and vegetables that her friends the zookeepers put out for her. Bubbles had been thinking all day long about finding another pond. She asked her special friends if they knew of any empty ponds close enough for her to practice her ballet. Her friends sadly shook their heads. No, but they'd be happy to help her search for one, so they all decided to go exploring. Bubbles felt very graceful in the water, but her progress on land was a little different. You can imagine, it is a little hard for an animal that weighs 1.5 tons to walk or run without shaking the ground and making heavy thuds and rumbling sounds. Her dainty little jumps and leaps felt like earthquakes. But in Bubbles' mind, she was as light as a feather and floated across the grass. That evening, with the light of a full moon overhead and with her bird friends riding on her back, she ambled over the next hill looking for her special pond. Let's listen to the sound of Bubbles' escape.